Okay, we continue with the Gemara about Staka, Daf Yud Amid Beis. We're up to the statement of Avavohu, Amar Avavohu, Amar Moshe Fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ribono Shel Olam, Bameh Tarum Keren Yisrael. Talk about the union of Klal Yisrael's strength, Klal Yisrael's pride. We have Avinu Malkeinu Harem Keren Yisrael Amecha, right? The idea of stature, harama, to be an elevated status. So what is it that's going to give Klal Yisrael its sense of stature, its sense of strength? The Lashon Tarum, and that's what we're going to come with the answer. Amar Lo, Hashem responds to Moshe Rabbeinu, B'kisisa, the pasuk describing the giving of the Machzus HaShekel. And the Lashon is, Kisisa es Rosh Bnei Yisrael. So there are many drushes in the Midrash about the union of raising of the head, which is a sense, of course, of stature. So this is an inyan of tzedakah. The Gemara is using this maimar in connection to tzedakah. Rashi explains, Amar lo b'chisisa, in basa laseis rosham behagba, kach mehem kofer litzedakah. Take this kofer nefesh, nasnu ish kofer nafsho. This Gemara is another support to what we saw earlier, that when we talk about giving for the Mishkan, for the Beis HaMikdash, as we saw earlier, it's also connected to Inyan of Staka. Where did we see this before? The Pasuk in Nehemiah, right? V'hamadnu aleinu mitzvos, and we learned out the Inyan of giving shlishes to Alat, shlishes HaShekel l'shana for Staka, and we use the idea of mitzvos to learn out that Shekulat Staka k'neged kol ha-mitzvos. So we see that they're interchangeable. To give for the Beis HaMikdash is interchangeable with giving for tzedakah. And here as well, another example of this, where the giving of the Machzus HaShekel is used as a mashal for how tzedakah has a power to be merim, to give a stature. And off of this, we'll see more about the inyan of harama, to be elevated, as we're going to go on in the Gemara as follows. Continues the Gemara, another statement of Rav Avohu, V'amar Rav Avohu, Shalu es Shlomo ben David, Ad Heichan Kochesh Od Tzedakah. They ask Shlomo HaMelech, son of David HaMelech, how far is the power of Tzedakah, how far does it go? Omar Lehen, so Shlomo responds, Se'u Re'u Ma'pirish David Abba, how father David, interesting, he calls his father by name, it's a shayla, but either way, Ma Pirish David Abba, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Pizer Nasim Levyonim. That's one of the Kapitachim Tehillim, that every phrase begins with another letter of the Aleph Beis. If you haven't noticed already, you can look at the whole Mizmor, but really, Pizer is a pay. Tzidkaso Amedes La'ad, that's the Tzadi. And then Karno Torim Bechavu, that's the Kuf, and it's all strung together with Aleph Beis. But meanwhile, you see how one follows from the other. From Pizer Nasim Levyonim, giving tzedakah, that gives you a sense of credit forever. And Karno Torim Bechavu, that's the inyan of Harama, Haramas Keren, similar idea to what we said before, that Kochash of tzedakah goes that far. Again, the inyan of Kisisa, of elevating. Rav Abba Amar Mihach, Rav Abba has the same idea, but from a different pasuk. This is in Yeshaya. Hu Meromim Yishkon. The pasuk says he will be residing on a level which is very high, marom, mitzados, sulayim, misgabo. Again, he'll have a secure place high up. And why is that? Lachmo nasan meimav nemanim. So what is the connection? Matam, meromim yishkon, mitzados, sulayim, misgabo. Why? What's the reason for having this elevated status? Because what it says after is mishum de lachmo nasan umeimav nemanim. He gave bread, he gave water in a manner that's trustworthy, he gave emes et stakash, lishma, and that's why he was zochet to this. Okay. Now we have another memer which is real more derech agav. This is not directly tztaka, but it's Rav Avohu, and it's also Shlomo HaMelech. So we have that connection to before. V'amar Rav Avohu, Shaul with Shlomo. Again, they asked Shlomo ben David the following question. Ezel ben ha'olam haba, who is someone that is considered a ben olam haba, Amar lehem, the response he gave to the chacham who asked him, kol shekeneged zekenav kavod, all those who receive honor in this world for their wisdom, for this zikna, meaning here wisdom, right? Zeshekana chachma, people who are recognized for the tremendous chachma, those are the people who we can imagine have a schus to be in a ben olam haba. Kiha de Rav Yosef b'rei de Rav Yeshua chalash. Yosef, son of Yeshua, became very weak and sick. Ingid, he was sort of like, he kind of passed, went into a coma, I guess you could say. And he was sort of like in a near-death experience, as we would call it today. So he was connected to the other world. Then he came back to this world. He survived, came back from that point. Amale Avua, the father asked him, "My chazis, you had this view from the other side of the curtain, so to speak. What did you see there?" Amale, he responds, very interesting, famous Gemara. Olam hafuch ra'isi. I saw a world which is topsy-turvy from what we see here. In what sense? Elyonim lemata, v'tachtonim lemala. Rashi explains. Okay, let's just see the other Rashi first. Kineged kenef kavod osam shalchokim lehem kavod ba'om hazeh, machmas chachmas eknasa. Elyonim lemata, osam shem elyonim kan, machmas osran. Those who are getting their status out of wealth, but not per se because of chachma, because of osher rather, ra'isi shem shem lemata, they don't have the kavod. The millionaires who are just that, but there's no substance beyond that, that's not what gave them Olam Haba, they're very low. Tachtonim umala, people who didn't have the wealth, Ra'isi aniyim, shein beinenu, people among us, shein beinenu shvalim, in our eyes, they're very low, they're not recognized, they don't have the money that makes them recognized and honorable. Sham ra'isam chashuvim. This is what he said, Olam hafuch ra'isi. Amale, father said, Olam bar ra'isa. You didn't see Olam hafuch, you saw we saw with clarity, because that's really the essence is not superficial things. Olam bar ra'is. The anan hechem chasin, how are we appearing? Anan, Rashi says, meaning they're speaking to the people of the Beis Medrash, Baalei Torah. Hech hasinan, hech yesh chashivaseinu, what's our status in Olam ha'emes? And the son responded, Amale, this person said, ki hecha de chashvinan hacha, chashvinan hasam. We are just as recognized with chashivas there as here. Here we're makir the chachma. So apparently when you're in Olam HaTorah, you see things clearly. It's Olam Bar, it's not inconsistent with what it is in the world to come. Ki hecha de asin hacha chashuvim v'nechbadim, we're makshiv the Torah. Hachi asin hasam, it's true that we're in the Olam HaEmes. Meanwhile, he reported something else that he saw over there. V'shamati shahayu omrim. I heard them saying the following proclamation. Ashrei mi shebo lekan v'talmudo biyado. Fortunate is someone who comes here to this place, v'talmudo biyado. The idea that he's holding, his learning is part of who he is. He has it ready, available in his hand, so to speak. V'shinan talmud v'necha. Shalotigam game, the Torah is not like sort of thinking about it, but the Mudu B'yado means that he has a kinyan on it, he has control. The Mashah adds, when you write down Chidushi Torah, it's also an inyan of Tamuda B'yado that you have an expression of that also. That's one thing that I heard, Vishamati, I heard something else, Shayo Omnim, Haruge Malchus, Enkobi Yachol Lamed Mechitzas, and those who have been killed by the almost Olam, the nations of the world. They're martyrs, kedoshim. Nobody can stand in their place. They're a special place reserved for them in Olam Haba. Maninu, who is this go on? Ilema Rabbi, who are these Arugim Malchus that proclamation was referring to? Ilema Rabbi Akiva v'chaveira, of the martyrs of Rabbi Akiva, that's Arugim Malchus, in other words. So then, only because of this, is in Inkobi Yechol Lamod, Mishmarugim Malchus v'sulo. Pshita b'lava chinami, it's Kiva's Madrega and Torah alone would give him that special status. Ela haruge lud, it's referring to not haruge malchus of the asarge malchus of the Tanoim, haruge lud. Who is he referring to? It says Rashi. Haruge malchus v'sulo kolomar. The question is, hach milsul l'chudai, the havibu hu shenergo kiddush Hashem v'sulo, that's all that they have going for them? No, haruge lud. Lulin is the papus, achim. These are two brothers, Shahargam, Trunas Rupus, Harasha, whoever it was that was a terrible wicked king, the Ludkia, Kedamina Mesachas Tainis, Aideg Zerash and Igzra Yisrael Hashmid, Ashanimsis Basmel Haruga. So the princess was found murdered, and you know how it is when you need a scapegoat. The Chazdu as Yisrael Aleha, they suspected the Jews did it. So meanwhile, they were going to take out the revenge against everybody. So they volunteered themselves and admitted what they confessed to wasn't their deed. The Amdu, Achim Halol, the Amru, Malachim Yisrael, Anuragno. So they spared the rest of the Jewish people, and they took the guilt and the blame on themselves, and again to spare everyone else. That is considered a tremendous mile. They died al Kiddush Hashem, and that is what was referred to in the message of Harugei Malchus En Kol B'Yichol Lamud. You hear stories about this sometimes, where somebody puts themselves out, you know, and saves many, many others here and there, and it's like terrorist attacks and other things. It's a bechina of Harugei Lud also. Tosus points out on this statement, Elyonu Mata Tachton Lamala Pirishrach, the Amru HaGaonim, Shekabola Biyadam, Rabmi Pirav, they have a tradition going back. The Olam Hafuch, you have very specific connotation. Hainu Shavash Shmuel Davi Yasser Kamed Rav Yehuda Talmidei. Shmuel was the Rebbe, Yehuda was a Talmud of Shmuel. But in Olam HaEmes, they saw Shmuel was on a level below, sitting in front of Rav Yehuda. And the reason is, Vishim de Micha b'Shmuel. Rav Yehuda made a voice of protest with Shmuel, Meperk b'Heima, Gabehid, Sadashi, B'Tavcha, Kameh, de Shmuel, Vashkach, but he didn't pay attention to a woman in need. Amar Rav Yehuda, how could it be not paying attention to her? V'lesle, Lamar, Otem, Ezim, Mitzak, Hasdal, she never is a situation she needs to be attended to. So because of that, he was zochet to be higher than Shmuel, particular application of this inyan. The basic idea, though, and this is where Moshe writes in a certain place, I could have a chance to look it up, the inyan of a young mata, tachton mamala, is that what matters in Olam HaEmes is not always about the accomplishment, the achievement. Of course, we try to reach for goals, but it's the amelus, right? Anu amelim, we say, by v'yasiyam v'heim amelim. Anu amim v'kabim schar, and the question is obvious. Doesn't everybody receive a reward for their work, for their effort? What do you mean they work and they don't get they don't get reward? They get compensated too. And Chafetz Chaim gave a mashal of a person who commissions a tailor to make a garment, custom suit or whatever, and he works very hard, many, many hours, and he tries it on, comes back to the tailor, it doesn't fit, it's off. So he's not going to pay him for the work. He said, "What? I worked so many hours on this." Yeah, but it doesn't fit. It's not going to be enough to compensate you. It has to be, the product has to be right. Person could work very little and somehow does it, manages, they'll get paid. So the payment is not commensurate with the effort. It's with what you did. Torah is different. Torah, a person is omel v'torah. Sometimes you understand a sugya of mamish on a high level, you get everything, you totally get it. Other times you sweat, you toil, and you don't quite chap, and you work, you try, this doesn't work out, you don't have a full tfisa. But lamaisa, you are amel b'Torah. So that amelus itself brings the schar. The schar comes for the amelus. So therefore, a person uses their kochos, their potential, to whatever level, to the utmost. They might not have achieved this as much as someone else who might be brighter, but they only use a fraction of their kochos. They didn't actualize their potential to the fullest. They might have technically achieved more because they had more to work with, but they didn't actually use the full potential. The other person might not have achieved as much, but they put themselves out for what they did. They're going to get schar on a whole different level, and that's why this world we don't always see that, because we think that we have to just measure things by what, you know, what was achieved. That's Moshe's famous idea. Aaron and Moshe were shakel, shkulin him. Why? Moshe was the highest level of nevuah, of hanavim. Moshe did his potential, Aaron did his potential. It's a common idea in Moshe's writings that it's important is to be able to reach one's potential. It's also part of this Gemara. If a person is just going to look at things superficially, then there'll be a yonu matach ton mamala. You won't see in that world what we see in this world, because we don't recognize to value the potential, the amelus. We look sometimes at just what a person achieved. Okay, continuing the Gemara, the Inyan Tzedakah, and this is also about Inyan of Teromim. We saw before the theme of Kisisa, the theme of Humeromim Yishkon, Torum Keren Yisrael. So this is all working off of a pasuk in Mishlei that has this connection between Tzedakah and Teromim. We're going to see total of six perushim of a pasuk, and it's very interesting how it plays out with the dialogue of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and his talmidim. We should probably preface that if you look at the pasuk for itself and look at the mefarshei pshat, we should just get ourselves oriented, we'll see which of these pshatim, if any, fit with what the Mefarshei Pshat say on the pasuk. So there's a pasuk that we're now about to introduce in Mishlei Yudalit. We don't learn Mishlei Keseder, but we have a chance here and there to pick it up indirectly through the back door. So, you know, I always say, Mishlei Yudalit, Lamed Dalit, toward the next to last pasuk at the end of the kapitel. Staka to Romem Goy, the Chesed Lu'umim Chatas. Two parts of the pasuk. Okay, we're going to see now a whole range of pshatim. Who is the Goy? The nation. Lu'umim is synonymous with Amim or Umim or Umos. Lu'umim. Pasha pshat, Lu'umim, the Lamed is part of the Shorish. Lu'um is like Lu'um Mil'um Yamatz, right? So not the Lamed as a prefix. Could have said that too, possibly. Le'umim, to the umim. Shabachu kol ha'umim. Or, for now, we'll take it as le'umim, le'um. The nation, it's a noun. The whole word is the shorish. The chesed le'um, the chesed of le'umim, of the nations, chatas. Okay, so, l'mashal. I'll start with Rabbeinu Yonah, and we'll see who matches with this in the Gemara. The lashon is as follows. Tzedakah kam t'romim goy, tzedakah t'romim kol umah. Tzedakah elevates every nation. V'af ki einam yodim lasos lishma. Even if they don't know how to do it lishma, rak lispoer, to glow, to pride themselves, yatzlichu v'yashiru b'schar tzedakah. Any nation that does tzedakah, it will give them dividends, and it will raise them up. Wow, interesting. Tzedakah to amagoy, referring to umos ha'olam. V'chesed umchatas techaper al hashgagos kechatas. That will be mechaper on their mishaps like a chatas. By the way, we went to Gemara. Who does that seem to line up with? We're going to see later. At the end of everything, Gemara is going to mention the drasha of Yochum Zakkai himself. Although he ends up conceding to one of the Tanoim, Chum Ben Akana, but he actually went that way, that there's a maila to the tzedakah given by Umas Ha'olam. It's a mechaper. Rabbeinu Yonah puts that into the beginning of the pasuk too, so it's all referring to nations of the world. It's just another way of emphasizing the same idea. Milos Shonos, Tzedakah Teromim Goy, any nation. Umaisa, the Gemara is going to learn, as we'll see, that the Goy referenced in the beginning of the pasuk is Klal Yisrael. It's interesting that the word Goy is singular, and the latter part of the pasuk is plural, Umim. That perhaps is a bit of a hint that we're discussing Klal Yisrael versus Umos Ha'olam. Goy means the Goy Yachad Ba'aretz, right? As we say in Mincha Shabbos, which is based on a pasuk in Nach, right? At Echad Mika Amcha Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz. So Trom Goy means the singular nation, the Klal, the nation, and then Le'umim are the other nations, and that's what we're going to see as we go along in the Gemara. In Rashi, on that pasuk, Rashi does say Tzedakah Teromim Goy Yisrael. That's perhaps based on the distinction Goy and Le'umim. Then Rashi goes on, and this is not exactly what we have in our Gemara. But Rashi says on the pasuk, Chesed Le'umim Chatas Heim Akum Shegoz L'Mizev Nosim L'Zev. In other words, that the Chesed, or the Tzedakah, you could say, of the nations, is not really going to add up to anything good, because really it's all coming from theft. So if you give tzedakah that you stole from Reuven and you gave it to Shimon, so what's the tzedakah you gave to Shimon? You stole it from Reuven. To steal money from one and give it to the other is not a value, because it's coming just like if you would be gozel and you would do a mitzvah with it, b'ram l'makom, it would be a mitzvah b'avera. So what is tzedakah? No different. If you take money away from someone unlawfully and then you give it to someone else, so what is that? It's not going to have value. So this is how Rashi learns in a Pasha Pshat in the Pasuk, but that's not what's going to be in our Gemara. I'll just mention one other thing and then we'll see the Gemara itself, but the Goyin on this Pasuk says the following, Staka Teromim Goy. So in this respect, you'll see it sounds like a Bino Yonah. Perush Kesha Hagoyim Osim Staka, referring to the nations, not Klal Yisrael, Osa Goy Yisromi, that nation will become great and elevated, K'moshe Nemar, and he quotes, interestingly, the pasuk that we just saw a minute before in the Gemara, Pisa Nasim Levyonim, Karno Torim B'chavim, that by giving tzedakah, it gives you a sense of stature. But then he goes like this, the Gra, the Chesed U'umim Chatas, Ukishaosim chesed, the same thing that the goyim are doing chesed, oz lo dai shehem esromimim. It's not just that they become great and elevated, it gives them this merit. Elash shehu gam chatas lishon ehem. It becomes a chatas for their antagonists. So neem shal Yisrael, no, sorry, so neem shal min fakal Yisrael. It's a chatas means it comes at our expense. Listen to this pshat. Chatas lishonim shal Yisrael is using as a melitza. Shemach mazeh techsar zechusam shal Yisrael. The greatness that the non-Jews, that the Ummah Sa'olam achieved through their tzedakah, that's Teromim Goy, is going to take away, is going to affect us. Shemach mazeh techsar zechusam shal Yisrael. Kikakashbaruch utzarech lishalim gemulam balam hazeh. Hashem has to give them their schar, not in the world to come, but in this world, uschar mitzvah hu rav, and we have tremendous amount of schar mitzvah. We find the Nebuchadnezzar, three steps he took for the covenant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he had all this incredible power to destroy the Beis HaMikdash and kill so many tzaddikim in order that he should be appeased and he should have full schar. So the benefit that the Ummah Sa'olam gets from their tzedakah, says the Gra, is going to be a chatas for Klal Yisrael. Interesting, and this is going to tie in with what we see at the end of the Amud, and we saw in the beginning of our sugya of Tzedakah, the union of B'Yivosh Kitzvim Tishavarna, that when the non-Jews get extra Tzchus of Tzedakah, it keeps the Golus, prolongs the Golus, because it gives them more Tzchad that they can get, and then ultimately it can turn against us. So that's how the Gra puts it into the Pasuk. Because the Tromim Goy, the Chesed Le'umim, again, referring to the non-Jews. So these are all variations in terms of what you see in the Mefarshim on the Pasuk. Now let's see what this Gemara comes out with. Okay, so we'll go one by one. The Gemara quotes Tanya. Amar lehem, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai le'talmidav. We had in Pirkei Avos the five Talmidim. This is not going to overlap completely, but there'll be some overlap with the five that we had in Perek Beis of Pirkei Avos. He told his Talmidim, Banai, he referred to his Talmidim with Lashon Chiba, Shinatam Levanecha, of course, Elu Talmidim, he referred to them by Lashon Chiba, Banai, my children. Tell me Pshat, Ma'ush Omar Kosov, he felt them out. Tell me what you make of this. Now, I would maybe add just a Hagasha. Yochim and Zakkai, we all know, we don't know when this conversation took place, but maybe putting it in historical context, it might be helpful. We know from the Agada in Perek HaNizak, in Ben Nisach Degitin, Yochim and Zakkai, of course, witnessed the Churban Beis HaMikdash. We know the stories there of how he was trying in whatever way to negotiate with the Romans. Anyway, he made Takanas after the Churban, as we know, Mehira Yibane Beis HaMikdash, Sion Hidorish Enla. So, assuming this was after the Churban, they were under Rome, and he saw the power of how Rome was able to control, and even after the Churban, they continued to show control over, we were a vassal state to Rome. So, the perspectives that are being shared here is obviously not just in the abstract, but actually having lived through this type of a period when he saw the effects of what was experienced by Kaiser at the hands of Rome, it sort of can also give some kind of perspective to the conversations, maybe. Either way, Om Yochim Zakir Talmida, Banai, Maush Omar Kas, Tzedaka Teromim Goy, Bechesed Ulum Chatas. Now each one is going to speak their mind of what they want to make of this pasuk. Nena Rabbi Elezer, Reza Hagadol, that's the Reza Horkinus. Again, we find them in Pirkei Avos. But Omar as follows. Tzedaka Teromim Goy, now all, we're going to learn Goy is Kal Yisrael, El Yisrael, Dichsiv, as we have the pasuk, Mi Kamcha Yisrael, Goy Echad Ba'aretz. This is a pasuk in Shmuel Beis, as well Dibre Hayamim. Now you know where that comes from. So that's the Goy Echad Ba'aretz, Kal Yisrael. So that is Tzedaka Teromim Goy. It elevates Kal Yisrael. The Chesed Lu'umim Chatas. The Chesed of the nations is a sin, meaning Kol Tzedaka V'Chesed. All the chesed that they do, it's really nothing that's going to have value because they don't do it for the right motives. They only do it to have greatness. As the pasuk says, this is a pasuk I believe in Ezra, right? Yeah. offering karbanos to Hashem, umatzlin, and they daven at the same time, l'chai malko benoi, for the life, the long life of the king and his family, his children. So this lashon of his gadel, now we have to know what with gadel actually means, because we're going to see later, also it was shown as similar to this. The Masha says that his gadel of Rabbi Lezer doesn't mean just for their own gaiva, because we'll see that later on in the lashon of Yahir. He wants to learn his gadel means for the length of the kingdom. That makes sense from the pasuk, right? Later on, we're going to see another Tana is going to focus on the fact that they do it for their own arrogance, sopek and advisement, right? But he says that's not the same thing as lizgadel. Lizgadel is sheyarichu yamin, as the pasuk that we just read. So that's why it's considered a chatas. It's not considered a mitzvah. The Masha also points out, this is later on, notice that you have the Lashon by Kar Yisrael, and it's going to be true by the other examples as well, the other Tanaim, Tzedakah, and by the nations, it said Chesed. Tzedakah and Chesed are not exactly the same. Tzedakah is specifically money, right? And Chesed is Gmilas Chesedim. Now, the Rambam, as we once mentioned, says, obviously, Tzedakah is also in some sense B'chal Gmilas Chesedim, but not the reverse. Gmilas Chesedim, in other words, Gmilas Chesedim does extend beyond Tzedakah, because it's also Begufo. So there's a higher madrega, as we know, because it's been begufo ben b'mamono. Tzedakah could be b'chag milas chasadim. Milas chasadim, though, has a certain, can apply beyond tzedakah. So if that's the case, the Masha would learn as follows, that the nations of the Klal Yisrael, even tzedakah, which is not the same level as milas chasadim, would be teromim goy, would elevate Klal Yisrael. And the nations of the world, even if they do milas chasadim, which is seemingly in a higher level than tzedakah, chesed, it would still not have any value. Chesed u'mim chatas. It's stuck as well, but it's even including beyond stuck, even b'lis chesed. Okay. L'maisa, that was the drasha of Rav Elezer. So here the Gemara interjects. Before we get to the other Tanayim, the Gemara interjects, and we get into an interesting inyan on the side, and that is stucka shelo l'shma. So the Gemara, the drasha of Rav Elezer is making clear that to give stucka for a specific ulterior motive in order that the kingdom should last a long time and the children should live, and that's a stucca that's not considered a value, it's a chatas. Is it really so that this is not a real good stucca? For Hasanya, we have a braisa quoted numerous times in Shas. So Omer Selazu it's stucca, Beshusha Yichu Bini, Ubeshusha Eskel Olam Haba. If a person says, I want to give this money to stucca for the sake of my son to live, maybe he's ill and he wants him to have a refuah, or generally he should live in a good life, a whole long life, or that she'av olam haba, so there's an ulterior motive, ha'rezer tzadik gamur. So it's mefurish in this braisa that the tzedakah is totally pure, is a perfect tzedakah, the tzadik gamur, interesting, tzadik gamur. Some have a gears of tzedakah gemura. Rashi says, tzadik gamur, b'davar zeh, al davar zeh machshav zeh. It's not like he can tell him he's a tzadik in every respect, but in this particular gesture, it's considered to be not tainted. He's a tzadik gamur on what he's doing. If you can freeze this frame, he's a tzadik gamur. So it's a kasha on what we just said. What do you think, Danny? Yeah?
Why you haven't answered
the kasha yet, yeah?
Now I was just wondering, on Rashi, why does he need to add in b'davar zeh u b'machshav zeh? Just say b'machshav zeh.
Meaning, al davar zeh means on this.
But it's the machshava that we're...
No, but it's the machshava defining the maisa. There's a maisa of nesina staka with the machshava. So the mitzvah staka, the nesina staka, accompanied by such a machshava, so it's not tainted. He's a tzadik gamur in this gesture of staka that has this machshava. Dabar zeh u'machshava zu means it's one idea. The dabar zeh, the staka with this machshava. It's a package. That's how I would read it. So this is the kasha of the Gemara, and the Gemara gives a very important answer that obviously we have to flesh out a little bit and discuss. Lo kasha, kan b'Yisrael, kan b'ovi kolchavim. The differentiation the Gemara makes is between a Jew who gives tzedakah shelo l'shma and ovi kolchavim who gives shelo l'shma. That's where the difference lies. Has Rashi explained it here? Yisrael daitan l'shamayim. Ben yechya ben lo yechya in a mahar achamidas hadin. Rashi explains like this. A Jew might make this, you could say this deal, with God when he's giving tzedakah, almanas, for whatever agenda. In this case, Yichya Bini. Apparently, the son is in danger. And even though it may not end up happening like he wishes, but he's not going to have second thoughts and question Hashem and question what he did. The tzedakah is viewed as given, you could say, unconditionally. He's not going to have second thoughts. That's why the tzedakah is still a full mitzvah. So tzadik gomer b'davar zeh. Eina mahar acha midas hadin. Avol akum eina nosin el mnas ken v'mrab mischaret. So mischaret, what does that show? That you really never really gave the tzedakah with a sense of lishma. Deep down, the Jew is lishma. He might also have this motive as well that comes along, but that's not nichnas into the chefs of the mitzvah, into the ma'aseh mitzvah. The mitzvah is here, and the machshava is on the side, but if he's not in a higher achar, Kadosh Baruch Hu, if he won't get it, what he wants, then the mitzvah can remain with its pure essence of a mitzvah, because what he attached to it is just a separate machshava. But the tzedakah itself, it can be separated as a pure mitzvah, even though there was also this other inyan that he wanted. This is what Rashi says, Mashekin Bayagoi, where it's mischarit, so then becomes the shaloshma, you could say, mixes within the mitzvah itself, and that's why the mitzvah is now spoiled. It's tainted, because the machshava was defining the mitzvah itself. Here, it's not defining the mitzvah. The mitzvah you would want to do regardless. You also want to have this very much. That's the difference. Okay, we'll come back to this whole inyan in a bit. Let's just see the whole braisa here with the other Tanaim, and then we'll come back and discuss this more by Barichus. Okay, this is the first Tana Rav Elezer, and this inyan that we came out with, that by a non-Jew, the Shelo Lishma taints the mitzvah, therefore chesed gubim chattas. Continues the Gemara, continues the braisa. Nene Rabbi Yeshua Bamar, another Talmud that we have in Pirkei Avos, is Rabbi Yeshua, and he's here as well. And he darshins, tzedek tzedaka terom im goy. This in the first half of the pasuk, everyone sort of agrees with. It's Kal Yisrael, but then it's what changes is the second part. But he says the whole drasha. Tzedaka terom im goy el Yisrael d'sed mikam chesed goyach l'aretz. The ches, and they're free of what the Yomus Olam have in their tzedakah. Kal Yisrael is teromim. Their tzedakah is considered on a high level. The chesed u'mechatas, they have the problem in their tzedakah, and what is the defining problem, as Rabbi Yeshua would say it? The reason he gives is, and he has a different support text, that their kingdom should be long, should last long. And he has a pasuk that was Daniel's recommendation, you could say, the Eitzah, he gave Nebuchadnezzar, Lehin Malka, Malchi Shafar Alach, Vechatoich B'tzdaka Prok, you should redeem your sins with tzedakah, the avisach b'mechan anyan, your mishaps, your sins, by being gracious to the poor. Hein hevi tevi arvach shavasech, you have a long kingdom, and that's why we know that he had some prolonging of his malchus as a result of this. This was the etzah that we had earlier in the Gemara, in the Sugya of Hordus, if you remember, right? How did Daniel give an etzah to Nebuchadnezzar, and what was the answer?
Punished.
What?
Punished.
Yeah, that's if you hold one way, that was why he was punished. Right, that's what the Gemara, that was the statement.
He was talking punished.
Yeah, that's right. Then he asked the Kasha Babab and Buta, but Daniel, that was the name of the Gemara, he was punished for it. But Lamaisa, that is the second critique. How does this differ from his gadol, according to the Mashah? The Mashah says his gadol was also for the kingdom to be long. So how does Rabbi Shua's Shelo Lishma differ from what was said before? Before the Arichas Yamim, this was the Arichas of the Malchus. That's the difference. You're right. This is before was not the Malchus. It's the Arichas Yamim. That's where the Lashon of the Pasuk in Ezra was that way, right? That the Pasuk in Ezra stated that they're giving it for L'chai Malka Uvinoi, right? L'chai Malka Uvinoi, for the life of the king and his children, but that just means long life. And this is specifically the kingdom itself, okay? Still similar, okay? This is Rabbi Yeshua. Now we have another Tana. This is not in Pirkei Avos, it's a Talmud of Yochman Zakkai, but he dressed him as Talmidai, as Banai, so I don't know. Rabbi Gamliel is mentioned now. Tzedakah teromim goy el Yisrael d'siv mikam chesed gach baris. V'chesed v'mchatas kol tzedakah v'chesed shakam osim chetu lehen. Why? She'en osim el lehesiyaher bo. Yoara is, of course, arrogance. They're doing it for their own self-promotion. For their own self-promotion. They call Mesiyaher, we all know about that. Mesiyaher, noful begihinam, that is connected to Gehenim, Shenema, Zer, Yahir, Leit, Shemo, Oseb, Evazadon. So that association, this is a pasuk, where is this pasuk? Yil Mistamah, no, or Mishlei, where is it? Mishlei, okay, you have to know from the way it sounds. The Mishlei Taka. Zer, Yahir, Leit, Shemo, Oseb, Evazadon, Ein Ever, El Gehinam, Shenema, Yom Ever, Yomahu, we had that quote earlier. So the arrogance of the Umos HaOlam, that lands them in Gehenna. If you wish, you can take this and put it back in the first pasuk. But Terom Im Goy is the contrast to that. The Tzedakah of Klal Yisrael, which is Shema, as we had in earlier Gemaras. It's Nitzal, it spears a person with Dina Shel Gehenna, right? That was the Schar that we saw earlier. So it's not just the problem in the non-Jewish Tzedakah that we see is tainted and has with it all those associations, but you could say that the Terom Im Goy is that it would be the opposite of that it's not going to have that aspect to it. So Klal Yisrael stuck is saved you from Gehenna, and since what they do is based on arrogance, no for Gehenna, that's the contrast. So we have Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Gamliel. Now, Rashi just comments, Yom Eva Yomahu, but Yom Adim Ishtoi Ben Vuas Tzfanya. Okay. Now, Rabbi Gamliel himself comments that there's another drasha, one more that we really should all buy into. There's a conversation, Omer Rabbi Gamliel, Adayin on a Tzvichin L'modai. We still need Rabbi Elazar HaModai's drasha, and this is now a fourth pshat. Rabbi Elazar HaModai, Yom Metzdaka, Tzvom, Migoyer, Yisrael, Shidil Sivim, Kam Chesel, Gerch Baris. Chesel, Umchatas, this is how he references the problem in the Tzedakah. Called Tzedakah v'chesed she'akam osim. Chetu lehem for the following reason. She'en osim elu l'charef osanu bo. What they get when they do something seemingly altruistic, it's far from that. It's actually, and this is a little bit reminiscent of the Gra that we saw, maybe, in the Bira Gra, the Pasuk, that there, what they're doing is meant to harm us, to use as a way to disgrace us and to affect us. She'nemar. And here he brings a pasuk from Yirmiyahu. We've had quite a number of pasukim from Yirmiyahu earlier. So this is what this discussing is the following context. Does Rashi say much in this? Yeah. Nebuzaradan kamali. The pasuk says, Vayoba v'yas Hashem kasher diber. Nebuzaradan is speaking. Ki chatasim Hashem. He's taunting. He's saying, Yirmiyahu, you've been a good guy for us because you've been preaching. What did Yirmiyahu preach all along? You have to find a way to appease Bavel. Don't come up in a frontal attack and rebel. You have to recognize that right now, the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave them their time of day. Their star is rising. Don't start up with them. Don't provoke them. And you'll be much better off that way. And there were always many who just looked at it and said, no, it's all going to be reversed. There was Hanani ben Azor, the Navi Sheker, who said, oh, the fact that there were all these things taken to Babel, before you know it, they're going to come back. He says, no, it's going to be a while, it's going to be 70 years, you're going to be in Babel, you got to settle down. So his voice was falling on deaf ears. And when Nebuzaradan, who was the general of Nebuchadnezzar, he, of course, recognized Yirmiyahu was, for anyone, the voice that was trying to tell them to accommodate, make accommodations with Babel. So this is where this pasuk comes in. Just again, let's take a look at the little bit of the background. What pasuk, what parak was this again? Chever, what perk? No? You don't have the keys in Yirmiyahu? I guess not, huh? Chaf? Mem Gimel. Hadavar perk begins. Hadavar sha'ayar Yirmiyahu me'is Hashem achar shalachosu nebuzaradan rav tabachim in haramah v'kachto oso v'hu asur bazikim. That's an interesting pasuk. Asur bazikim. He was tied in chains. V'soch gogos Yerushalayim v'yehuda ha'mugumbab. The people were exiled into Babel. The Churban happened. And he was in he was also in chains, like many of the people who were exiled. Who took him out of the chains? Who brought him out of the pit, out of the dungeon? None other than the Russian Nebuzaradan. Although Chazal, the Medrashim, tell he'd end up doing tshuva, right? After he killed up so many people, then that's Gemara in Chelak, in Hanazakim, right? Vayikach Rav Tabachim, that's the Nebuzaradan, Yirmiyahu, Vayomer Elav, Hashem Elokecha Diber Es Haro Azos HaLamakom Hazeh. Hashem spoke this decree of evil. Vayave, all universal Adam speaking. Vayave, vayas Hashem kasher diber. Hashem did as he spoke, as he decreed. Ki chatasem l'Hashem, v'lo shematem v'kolo. You sinned to him. V'hayo lechem hadavar hazeh. I feed you. In Tov Einecha, you have a choice. You want to do whatever you want, you have a choice. Come with me to Babel. I'll pay attention to you. I'll give, make it good for you. In Rab Einecha, love with you, Babel. If not, don't go to Babel. Rei Koretz Lefanecha, we'll protect you. You have the protection of the government of Babylonia. Do what you want to do. This is what Nebuchadnezzar, out of his quote-unquote graciousness, is saying to Yirmiyahu. So what is the pasuk? What is the message of Rabbi Elazar Mudai? They're doing something which is a chesed, but they're doing it obviously as part of a taunting. What is he trying to do? He's you could say, sticking it to Yirmiyahu, right? You've done all this bad stuff, and Hashem has done this to you. So what's going on here? He's trying to taunt Yirmiyahu, and that's the idea of lecharef. Okay. So that's where Gamir wanted. Apparently, he saw in that something more than everybody else, not just with Gadel. Not just Shetimashech Malchusa, not just Lif Yahir, but Lechare Fosanu. That he saw something more than everybody else. Srichen Wamodai, there's something else that you've missed in the Shiloh Lishma of the non-Jewish Chesed. And that's what you see in Rosh Hamodai's expression of Teromim Goy, Chesed Lomim Chatas. This is Drasha number what? Number 4, right? Okay. Nene Rav Nechoyim Ben Akana, this is a fifth. Another Tana comes in, apparently a Talmud as well. V'yochman zakei v'amar. Stakatrom goy elis v'ches gumi. Stakatromim goy. He doesn't elaborate as everyone else did. Shenema mikam. But he goes like this: Tromim goy v'chesed li Yisrael. So what has he done? He's taken the pasuk and dissected it differently. Before we were doing stakatromim goy, comma chesed l'umim chatas. What is he doing? Tromim goy v'chesed. Klal Yisrael becomes elevated through Tzedakah v'Chesed, u'lo'umim chatas. And what maybe you can say here, maybe someone points it out, that according to his reading, you would change the lamed of u'umim, not to make it, the lamed becomes part of the shoresh, in other words, as if it be chesed u'umim, the chesed of u'umim, but rather le'umim, in other words, the lamed would be a prefix. Le'umim, for the umim, for the nations. Umim is also synonymous with amim, chatas. For them, all there is chatas. So after hearing that, they heard everybody saying what they said, five different spins on the pasuk. Amam Yochim and Zakai, the Talmidav, Nirin Divrei, Rav Nechon ben Akana, Midvarai u'midivreichem. What's more, most appealing to me is Rabbi Pshat, more than what I said on this pasuk and what you all said on this pasuk, meaning the four other pshatim that you said and what I said. What do I like about him? Lefisha, who knows him? Staka v'chesed liYisrael. He's giving Kai Yisrael on their side, not just the word tzedakah, but the word chesed. The Kai Yisrael has now on its side tzedakah and chesed. U'um akum chatas. That's all there is by them, just chatas. You don't see any good. Meanwhile, he said, midvarai u'midivrechem. Apparently, he had something to say about this pasuk as well, although he wasn't quoted until now. So, Gemara's medayik, mechlau dehunami amar. He must have said something too, because I like his pshat better than what you said and what I said. So, what was that? Maihi? So now I have another braisa to fill us in on that. Desanya, Amram Yochim and Zakai, the following pshat that he suggested. And this is much more, you could say, somewhat more generous to focus on the Umos Olam in the Tzedakah. And what did he say? V'shem shachatas mechaperes al Yisrael. We know the chatas is a carbon as mechaper. Kach Tzedakah mechaperes al Umos Olam. In other words, he read the pasuk again, a more benevolent way for the Umos Olam. Chesed l'umim chatas. Chesed l'umim is a kapara. We started out with Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah on the pasuk runs that way. Any nation that does tzedakah, there's a certain merit. So, interesting. So, Yochman Zakai said that, and yet, he heard Uchim Nakana, which was perhaps the most strong in emphasizing that it's just chatas, which is meaning negative, and at the end he said, I like that best. You have to know how to square all of that with the sense that he had. L'maisa, it could be it's all true. In other words, dafka, the fact that it's mechaper for them, is good for them, but bad for us. And that goes to the Gra that we saw. Because what happens is that the more that they have schusim, Nebuchadnezzar, Harasha, made three gestures for for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kavod, and he was able to have such control over the world, this very based on Migdash. So that gets to the issue of what we see in the next piece of Gemara, Vivosh Ksir Tisha Varna, that if you give a Rasha an opportunity to have a merit, and they're going to get schar in this world, it's going to come often, if they're anti-Semitic, at the expense of Kal Yisrael. So therefore, it's mechaper on them, but that's not necessarily a good thing, it's just a ritzias. Okay, Tosus comments, Vayova Yaska Shadiber, Kichatasen, Vosa Shah Asat Staka. Where's the staka there? He took in the Yo and he took him out of the chains, and we're using that staka. Where's the staka? Osa Shah Asat Staka, Shahaya Mikane La Kodesh Baruch. In other words, the staka is, or Nira Kimikane, since he was speaking self righteously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did the right thing, so that's called staka, that's one pshat. Inami, another pshat, what's the tzedakah? That's how we learned it in the Gemara. Sheimatirs Yemiyahu min hazikim kinikaski l'siv hasen. Okay, let's take a few minutes, before we remember from the Gemara, a few minutes to discuss this inyan that came up right away after the first Tana spoke. The Gemara says, well, kasha kan be so kan bu masa'olam. We have this idea that tzedakah shelo l'shma for us is tzadik gamur. For masa'olam, it's considered to be a problem. So, this gets us to a larger inyan. This statement is quoted a number of times in Shas. A person says, I'm giving tzedakah manas yichya b'ni, I raise it tzadik gamur. So the problem is that there's a Mishnah Pirkei Avos. And the Mishnah says, Al tiyu kavadim ha-mishem shesarav manas kavah pras. So it sounds like a person should not do mitzvahs for the sake of getting reward, including Olam Haba, for example. That would be an example of kavah pras, or yichya b'ni. So how can you say Arizat Tzadik Gamur? So at first, without knowing too much, one can right away look at the Rashi that we saw here. Tzadik Gamur, Aldav Ezer, Machshav Ezu. And maybe say like this. There's a high Madrega, which is a higher Madrega than typical. Tzadik Gamur means it's not tainted. It's not a minus. It's not a negative. It's just, okay, it's not considered to be a chesaron in the mitzvah. But within the larger inyan of mitzvahs, there's an inyan to aspire to a vega of amnas shelo kavu pras. That's the ideal. And Tignos Yisrochel is telling us to strive for an ideal. If you don't get the ideal, you still have tzadik gamur b'davar zeh. You know, Rashi's lashon can lead us to answer the kasha simply that the Mishnah is just trying to hold out for us a motto. Pirkei Avos is not always chiyuvim; it's inyanim, you know, inyanim to strive for, right? Certain midos and milas that you can have. There's a certain maya called amnas shalol kabul pras, shalom nas kabul pras. But to say that a person is imperfect mitzvah, it's not imperfect. It can be even better because it's a larger maya in avodas Hashem. And you could say maybe another tweak. The mitzvah per se is shalom, but there's a maya that's lacking in the larger context of avodas Hashem. Amnas kabul pras, shalom nas kabul pras is more like a general inyan. But the mitzvah itself is a perfect mitzvah. Some people want to add the fact that tzedakah is ultimately to benefit the other person. Some the Ribasha think, others say, as long as the other person benefited, so the mitzvah is perfect. The mitzvah was to help out the B'davim HaVeiro component. Therefore, the mitzvah is a perfect mitzvah. In terms of your personal relationship, the Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, the larger inyanim that the person should be working on themselves, okay, that's where we talk about Altiu Kavadim. But the mitzvah for itself had exactly what it needed. As long as you're not mahar after Kodesh Baruch when you're doing it mamish conditionally, the mitzvah is a perfect mitzvah. That would be one mahalach. Maisa Tosis maybe lends itself to learning a little bit of a different idea. I'll give you a couple of Tosis in to look at where Tosis brings up this issue. So, for example, and I'll to work quickly here. Tosis in Rosh Hashanah, whatever order we'll look at. Tosis in Rosh Hashanah asks this kash. The kasha from the Mishnah Pirkei Avos on this statement. Bishvil sheyichyu b'ni fektosis I Pirkei Avos altiu kavadim. So Tosfos says, "Haino be'umos." That's one girsa. Shetona rishonos. What do you mean be'umos? The Mishnah is not talking about umos ha'olam. Our Gemara is talking about umos ha'olam. Shetona rishonos. So what does Tosfos mean be'umos? So the Mesama de Magia this, or if not, that's what Tosfos will mean. He means ki'umos. In other words, the Mishnah is saying, Altiu Kavadim, it's not Pshat HaMaila, it's an Issa, it's a problem. Al Tzur Kavadim, Tosfos is learning not the way I just said that. Okay, it's not, you're missing out on the Maila, but it's not a problem. Tosfos is assuming not like that. There's a problem here. But the problem is in connection to a case which is comparable, analogous to the Umos. In other words, like we see in our Gemara, that the Umos Ha'olam, their Shelo Lishma, means that they're doing it mamish conditionally. And this is what they want. They're not really looking for the tzedakah. They're looking for whatever they're looking for. If it's al derech that, then it's a problem. Then it's al tiu kavadim. This is Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah. Tosfos in Pesachim elaborates a little bit more, but the same idea. Clearly, he's referring to Kal Yisrael, not Umos. He says that Mishnah means the ki'ay gavna shem lo tovel osa tova shum mitzape tov mischar al tzedakah she'asa. But if you're not told mischarek, how is it tzadigamor? V'chei mashba b'reish b'slach v'shan perkam v'babas. In other words, the chiluk between in our gemara between Umos Olam and Klal Yisrael, you can plug in the chesaron of Umos Olam into the case of a Jew, and then you'll have the problem of the Mishnah in Perkei Avos. That's Tosfos in Pesachim. And Kehei Aderach Zeh Tosfos, the other Tosfos I gave you was where? In Avodah Zarah, right? What does Tosfos say again? Amnas kabel pras means toa im lo tavo she'lasa k'mo she'osin obedi kochavim. Right. So Umos Olam is ki Umos Olam. So he's using our Gemara as the litmus test. If it's al derech Umos Olam she toa rishonos, that's the problem in the Mishnah. What is the problem? Tosfos doesn't say these words, but this is what the Yirei and the other Rishonim let us in on. What Tosfos Mestama had in mind when he's learning pshat in the Mishnah that it's talking about a case where you're Torah Rishonos. Tosfos means there's an Isser of Amnasa Kabel Pras. What Isser could Tosfos have meant? And the answer is it's in the Purusha Pasuk in Chumash, and it's based on the Gemara in Tainus Daf Tes. The Pasuk says in Chumash, toward the end of Parshas Veschanan, Lo Sinasu Es Hashem Elokechem. You're not allowed to test Hashem as you did in Masa. Masa was a place in Rephidim when they question Hashem, they wanted water, and it was an expression of testing Hashem. So the Pasuk says, Lo Tinasu Es Hashem. What exactly does this lav refer to? What is the lav? It's one of the Tayag mitzvahs, one of the Shasa lavin. What is the lav of Lo Tinasu? I'm speaking very quickly. I hope it's not too quick, because we're trying to not run out of the clock here. So the Rambam learns, and the Chinuch starts off this way. It has to do with being too argumentative with the Navi. A Navi is a proven Navi, and you want to keep pushing him, bring me another sign that you're MS, that's where you violate this lav. But then the Chinuch continues, and this is based on the Sugya and the Tainus Daf Tes. I'm reading from the Chinuch Tav Chav Hei. Ukemoken, the way he has, the heading is, Shlo Anasos Navi MS Yosem Yidai. That's the heading. That's the Iker lav, according to the Chinuch. But then he brings the following. Ukemokein bechlau ha'azhara, included in the lav of Los Anasu, says the Chinuch, shelo lasos mitzvos Hashem al derech hanisayon. Shel kolom ha'shiyasa adam mitzvah l'nasos im yigmelei Hashem kitzitko lo avasakel. You do the mitzvah conditionally. And then he brings a Gemara in Tainus that says when it comes to Meiser, you can test Hashem and say, I'm giving this Meiser for the sake of getting rich. He says, that's an exception. That's the Xeris HaKasuv. We can derive from Divrei Kabbal, B'chonin HaBezos, and explains why that's different. So the Chinuch and the Ramban and Chumash also merges together the two ideas, but he clearly embraces this inyan of doing mitzvahs conditionally. In the Yireim, he draws a direct line, and other Rishonim could be also smag maybe, but the Yireim, I gave that to you, the Yireim draws a direct line between this pasuk, Lo Sinasu, the Gemara in Tainus, that there's an Issa to test Hashem, to do mitzvahs, and test Hashem, will you give me something for it? And the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. And that's the Gilui, I think, on Tosfos. Says the Yireim, in Sin Samach Aleph, Lo Sinasu Es Hashem, Hizir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is how he defines the mitzvah. Shelo Yomer Adam Esa Mitzvah Zu Ve'era Emes Barech. Let me do this mitzvah and see what the good fortune is going to be. The Gemara says in Tzachim and other places in Baba Basra, Ha'omer Sehuzu Etzdaka, Harizet Tzadigamor, B'Shvil Sheyichidini, and so on. Mukminan la, the Gemara in Bava Basra makes an ukimta, and this is again because it's the parallel to the Umasa Olam, Kabisa Kambumasa Olam, as Rashi explains it, Kikon de Lobay, Elagomer, Beliba, Witten, Yechye, and Oyechye. His commitment is unconditional. Whether the result occurs that I want or not, it's a wish, but the mitzvah is unconditional. Umizeh mikrashaninu, says the Arayim, from this pasuk we have the Mishnah Birki Yavis. Al Tiru, Kabam Zamzamanas Kabam Pras, El Hal Kavadim, that doesn't do al kamnasu kabel pras al tiu kavanim shem ikemachshavtam kabel pras, but rather yovu kavanim she ikemachshavtam filoyi kabel pras ubesof enam eschatam avodasim. And then he brings the kasha from Meiser and gives the teretz that we saw in the chinuch. So you see something very fundamental here that the Tosfos is saying, and the Arayim and the chinuch, is that we're talking about a real iser deraisa lo shenasu, and therefore this is relevant not just for stuka but mitzvahs in general. That if a person does a mitzvah conditionally, that's an avera v'lo shenasu. If the mitzvah is unconditional, but you want to pack into the mitzvah, b'schus this mitzvah, mafish chala, for shlema for this, I'm giving staka, woman is lighting neiros and has in mind all kinds of things, you could do a mitzvah with a certain bakasha that's associated with it. It's a shas hakosher, it's a skula, but not in the sense of, but if I would not get that wish, the mitzvah, all bets are off, Hashem. It's a bargain here. I'm doing this mitzvah, you know, but you should know, I'm only doing it because I'm expecting something in reward. It's a fine line. But the emes is that sometimes you can know the difference. Meiser is an exception. Stoker is interesting machlokas, and this could be another mahalach in the sugya. The tour seems to hold that a person can be nasa kodesh baruch with stoker. And that would mean that Yechiyah B'ni is itself an application of the exception called Maisa. The Beis Yosef argues on the Torah, this is in Simon Yardei Resh Mem Zayin, and the Torah says, Amru Chacham b'chol davar asa l'nasas chutz midaber zeh, says the Beis Yosef, it's only Maisa, not Tzedakah. So if it's, the Tzedakah is not part of the exception, you have to use the Mahalach that we're saying, that you're giving the Tzedakah not al-minas, mamish, not conditionally. One way to know the difference is when you make the condition. If you're doing the mitzvah and you haven't done it yet, and you say, "Inimuchen mezum kaima mitzvah, b'kadosh baruch hu, this is what I want you to do for me." Wait a second, that's not pashut. Tzedakah is a machlokas. Maisa, you're allowed, and basically that leaves you without many more options. But let's say you did the mitzvah already, and then you say, "Bischar zeh," and we do this a lot. We make mishaberachs all the time. People get an aliyah. So Maisa, one of the pikukim that they mention, Shechter brings this in the Nefesh HaRav, that, whoa, it sounds like you're doing Amnasa Kabbalah Pras. But the answer is Pashut. It's not. Because you're first getting the Aliyah, and then they make a Mishaberach for the Oleh, for his family, for whoever, Tziva Levarcham, whatever you want to say. Okay, but Maisa, the mitzvah is done. You're not retroactively being Torah on the mitzvah if the mitzvah is done unconditionally. After the fact, Bischazeh, Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's not Losinasi. If up front you make a condition, that's when you get to Losinasi. Okay, this is obviously a very broad topic, but at least we gave the Tamsus Hadvarim is what I just told you. L'chor, that's this inyan that comes up in the Gemara of Shelo Lishma. We have a little more Gemara to do, let's continue along. Vayta Gemara, Ifra Hormiz. We know him from a few blad ago, and the name is an interesting name. Tosis commented already on the name, right? Ifra Hormiz. Imedish from Malka, so he sent to Rav Yosef, that's the earlier daf. Now we have another story, Tosus quoted it. Shadra Abba Medina Kami Dravami, he sent this large sum of money to Rav Ami, the local Gennu, he didn't want to accept it. It was going to be given for tzedakah, obviously. And then Shadvin Kamei Derava Vekablinu Mishum Shlom Malchus. This is a chash of a person that's sending this this government official, this king, or the mother, whatever, the queen. So he accepted it because of Shal Malchus. Shal Rav Ami Beikbet. He felt it wasn't right. Amalei. He challenged Rava. He asked. The pasuk says that when the schus of Musa Olam as interpreted by Chazal gets dried up, that's when Klal Yisrael can have their geula. Again, the idea being Nashibos Mirsu said that the Ummah will come and be able to just easily conquer them and gather whatever it is. That's the literal pshat. But the idea being, Rashi says, Keshetiches chus habiyadan v'yibash gachuches maisat tzedakah and az yishaberu. That's when they'll be broken. So therefore, you don't want to prolong the galus. Don't give them this merit. Why did Rava do it? V'ravim shem shlom malchus. So He had no choice. That became more important. Shlom Malchus. Shlom Malchus, he should have taken it. Yep, so why was he tanning on Rava? The Ibaile Mufuginal on the other Gachavim. You could have given him less of a schus. You could have given to Aniyakum. But Rava Nami, Aniyakum Yavinu. Rava gave it to Aniyakum. Rav Ami, the Ikpid, who the Losimo Kame. He just didn't have, they didn't tell him the last rest of the story. Rashi asks, Tosis quoted this earlier. So they didn't tell Rav Ami the rest of the story that Rav divided with Aniye Akum. I fact Rashi Barach the Marn the Elder Shadr Nami for whom is mitzvah Rava Mishum Shlom Malchus Mishum mitzvah Rava. So Rav Yosef ended up giving it because what did he figure mitzvah Rava was? Because Shvuyim. So how did he accept it? So the answer is similarly Mishum Shlom Malchus Nami Kabrenu. And what about which Shvuyim did he use? So Tosis had one said earlier that was also Shvuy Yaakov, but then Tosis comes back and says, no, it could be he had no choice because of Gnevas Das. This is what Rashi says. Well, Efshele Lechalkan Yaakov, the Asaligna of Das Habrios, Afil Datash of Gacham. So that was a bigger Isser. And Mivosh Ketzira perhaps is not the same level Isser. It's only Drabana maybe or whatever. Ava Bemosa Maschalkas Ganiyam, in Gnevas Das, Inu Namiyadich, so we give him finance on the Yav Gacham. They know that as well, so that's not Gnevas Das, that they can go also for Neyakum, Kidaminim Sechus Gittin, Nefanesin on Neyakum, Im Ani Yisrael, Neydankisho. Yeah, so this is an Indian that we went through. There's a Yad Ramah here that adds a bit to it, but it's the Indian that we had earlier. The Rambam quotes this halacha as well. It's a quote, the Lashon of Rambam, in Matnas Aniyim, Perek Ches. Halacha tes, asur Yisrael itok tzedaka min hagoyim beferhesya, me'en yachol lichios betzedaka shal Yisrael en yachol litka min hagoyim betzinaris emuter, u'melech osar min hagoyim shesorach mamlu Yisrael tzedaka imachzir nosel mishum shlom malchus. Ela noltgen mimeno v'inos l'ani hagoyim beseiser, kidesh lish ma'amelech. Why does he say you do it beseiser to Ani Yaakov? Why can't the king hear about it? I mean, they know that we're fine as Ani Yaakov. Why does the Rambam say that you give it beseiser? I'm not sure. That's a diuk. That's in Ches Tes. In the Rambam, the Yad Rama adds that you don't take stock from a guy. What about matana from a guy? The Los Sechanim is the other way around, to give them a matana, chinam. What about receiving? So he brings, that's different. Matana shayu lekabliminate, say umad mi Daniel, shekiba min Nebuchadnezzar, he got gifts from Nebuchadnezzar, mi Yirmiya, shekiba min Nebuchadnezzar, of Yudin, okay. What about Elisha didn't want to take from Naaman? You could talk about Ram Vino took from Mitzrayim also. Okay, that's before the Pumat and Torah. Elisha didn't want to take from Naaman, the Kiddush Hashem with the Avad. Yeah, that's why Avram didn't take from Melchizedek either. Okay, a little more in Gemara. We'll try to finish to the Mishnah. Continues the Gemara, another Gemara about Tzedakah. Two more Gemara stories and then one more piece of Gemara. Tanya, Amru, Alav, Abinyamin HaTzadik. What a name, Binyamin HaTzadik. The Gemara says Binyamin HaTzadik in connection to Binyamin, son of Yaakov, in a different Gemara. Anyway, Binyamin HaTzadik, Shai Memunah al Kubashot Tzedakah. He obviously was a great person. He was a Gabi Tzedakah, I guess, equivalent to Hanani ben Tradion, you could say, very Machashaba Neman. Pamachas, Blasa Isha Lufana B'Shnei Batzoris. It was a time of famine, a woman came, Amra Lari Panaseni. She asked for Panasa Amala Voda, he swore, Shain Kubashot Tzedakah Kum. There's nothing there to give her. Amalo Rabbi Imanatam Farnasani Arisha of Shiva Banaha Mason herself and the seven children. She was an Alman, obviously, and seven children. Amaru Pinasa Mishalo. He gave of his own money, his own funds. Liyamin, sometime later, or a year later, or sometime later, Chala, not to Lamas, he was on the verge of dying. Amru Machi Yisharis, Nekadosh Baruch, Ban Shalom, Ata Marta. You said, this is the Mishnah Sanhedrin, Komakai, Nevishachas Mishrael, Kilkim, Alamale. One person saved them, a Jewish soul, is as if there were a whole world. Binyamin HaTzadik Heshech, Yishav Shev Banel, Yamusu, Bishan Mwato, Salalu, in such a short, premature death. Niyad Korugog Zadino, the Zadin was ripped up. Tan al Sifugos, Esmashtaim, Shana al Shnosav. 22 years were added to his life. Rashi, Ata Marta Mitarashcha Lamadno, Pikach Nivadi Mechidim, Mishna Sanhedrin, Lomachokom, Kaim Nefeshachas Mishrael, Kilkim, Lamale, Ksiv, Kol Dmei Achicha, this is by Hevel. Dmei Achicha Rashin Rabim, what's the idea? Dama V'dam Zari Yosef. It's not just him, it's all the children that now could not have been born as a result. If it's the idea that the cheshbon of against Cain was not only Hevel that he killed, but all the generations that could have come out of Hevel had he lived and had children. So the same thing, if a person saves someone as a result of that, they can have children, and all the doors that come afterwards, that's all to be credited to the person who was matzil. One more Gemara of Staka, Tan Rabbanan, Maisa ben Munbas HaMelech. Who was Munbas? Rashi says, Menashe Huni Amalka, Mizera Chashmenoi. And that's how Rashi learns. Other Mepharshim think he was a ger, other indications he was a ger, not from Zera Chashmenoi. He was a ger. Anyway, sounds that way from Hemshach HaGemara when he talks about his forebears, his ancestors. So Munbas HaMelech Shebizbeis Otsvosa V'Otsos HaVosa B'Shnei Batzores. It was a time of famine, and he gave a tremendous amount, you could say, of wealth, much more than a chomesh, much more than what's typical, and you have to know why maybe a melech is different and could do that. But he gave tons and tons and tons of his storehouses of riches in a time of famine, so everybody could have. The chibur of Echav Beis Aviv, his family, maybe the one from the Chashmonaim, maybe they were non-Jews, they came and they ganged up on him. But Amru lo, how could you do this? You're wasting, you amassed all this wealth from all your forebears, more people before your predecessors. Avosecha gunzu, they stored all this, they gathered all this money. Vosifu ha-shalavos, and they added to the, endowment, right? Okay. The atom, the vazbizam, you're taking it, just wasting it all like this. Amalem avosei gunzu l'matav nikanasti l'mala. They did was only relevant for this world, it's down here. What I did was I created storehouses, the equivalent for Netzach, for a Shemayim, Shenemar Emes Neretz Tismach, B'tzedek Mishemayim Nishkaf, and that explains, to explain that, Avosei Gunzu B'Makom Shayad Sholetes Bo, again, meaning this world, where things can be affected, V'ani Gnasti in place, and nobody can touch it, Makom Shayad Sholetes Bo, Shenemar Tzedek Mishma M'chon Kis'echa, B'Yekisi HaKavot, beyond. Avosei, another Mashal, Avosei Gunzu B'Davash Enos Eperos, there's always going to be dividends that will come. And one more thing, and one more, this is really ultimately my schus, and one more, Rashi says, "Kshemes meretz tismach." When there'll be emes in this world, tzedakah af mishamayim nishkaf at tzedek l'shalom gemor that will come reciprocal from Hashem nishkaf mabit k'mishkafa batiyavev im sisra. K'omer schos at tzedakah mabit u'mistakel mat is coming down and looking down. Mechon kisecha ginizasam tachas mechon akise. Mokem shalose peros va'keren kayam lo maba va'peros ochel b'chayav. Shnema kipitzel yoch. In the list in Eil Dvarim, it doesn't say tzedakah. It says milas chasadim. But here you see that Stucka also has Paris bonus there. Now the Rambam learns there that Stucka is Bechagimus Chassadim, so it works. It does work. Also, it's Nefashos, Dinema, Kech Nefashos, Chacham, and Bahai Kra. Okay, the last piece of Gemara relates back to the Mishnah of Mkanaba de Zdira to be able to have to pay in the share in the taxes. So it says you have to be a resident for how many days? 30 days. But Kanaba de Zdira. But Kanaba Beis Dira, then you can become a resident right away because you showed through your actions that you want to live here. And now the Gemara says another Tana disagreed. Masnis and Delok Kipshim Gamliel, the Sanjim Omer, and Kanaba Karka Kosher, you don't need a Dira. A Karka Kosher, a piece of real estate, Hareu Kansha'ir, you already have to pay like everybody in the city. Meanwhile, the Gemara has a Dira, but Tana Shim Gamliel Omer, and Kanasham Karka, real Beis Dira, Hareu Kansha'ir. It's not just it has to be not just stam karka. It has to be karka that you could actually use to live on. So it's a stira shem gamliel in chanami, trei tanoim shem gamliel, two tanoim that disagree on that nekuda, whether it has to be karka or beis dira. The inyan of stuck, of course, is a tremendous inyan, just to take away one thing from the Rambam. The Rambam, in the beginning of Perek Yud, gives you this introduction, when he starts talking about stucca, chayav lizar b'mitzvah stucca, because it's a simen l'tzadikei zera Avraham Avinu. Ki yedativ, l'man ha'sheitzav esbanav. This is the motto of Avraham Avinu, and this brings to the Geula. The Rambam goes on, beautiful things that he writes in the beginning of Perek Yod. You can see the first couple of halachas I just want to bring out one svara, one akuda, especially in terms of the inyanim that we saw today with Umas Olam Staka, Kaiso Staka. One of the most important mitzvahs in the Torah is Valachta Bedrachav, to be like a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Imatat Yodei, right? What we're trying to say in this Gemara is that Klal Yisrael Staka is not just because we feel, we have to feel, we have to have empathy, that's also B'nidav Ram Vinu. It's also godlike. It's the idea that you are emulating a Kaddish Baruch Hu. That's why the pure mitzvah lishma being not for ulterior motives. If it is, it's not necessarily tainted because it is a certain natural connection that we have with a Kaddish Baruch Hu. So when we get stuck, we are being like a Kaddish Baruch Hu. We're following from Avinu's path. So it's a whole different perspective on what stuck is. Okay, so we had a chance to get a little bit of a nice sorus from these Gemaras. And we have a lot to chazer, so let's talk about chazer. Okay, we have a day.